Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄早姊妹们早安。
We will continue to share with you from the epistle of 1 Peter.
我们今天继续向会众交通彼得前书。
So please turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
请翻到彼得前书第三章。
Verse 13 down to the last verse, verse 22.
从第十三节一直到最后一节二十二节。
So 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前第三章十三节到最后二十二节。
I'll read it first in English. Those who have the English can read it together with me.
我先用英文读。如果你有英文圣经，请你与我同读。
And our sister will read with you together in Chinese.
姊妹会与会众一同用中文读。
Okay, verse 13. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? And if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed,that falsely accuse you of your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also hath suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient,When once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by the water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven,and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him.
彼得前书第三章十三节到二十二节，会众一起读。你若是热心行善，有谁害呢？你们就是为受苦，也是有福的。不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心里尊主基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要当作准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人，诚作无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品行的人自觉羞愧。神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因行恶受苦。因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，就要引我们到神面前。按照肉体说，他被治死；按着灵性说，他复活了。他及这灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的听，就是那从前在挪亚被方舟神容忍的时候并从的人，当时进入方舟随着水得不多，只有八个人。这水所表明的洗礼，现在急着耶稣基督复活，也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。耶稣已经进入天堂，在神的右边，众天使和有权柄的，并有能力的，都服从了他。
Okay, another verse in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 to 12.
下一处圣经是马太福音第五章第
verse 10 to 12.
第十到十二节。
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you for my sake.Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
马太福音第五章第十到十二节，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we look up unto you.
主，我们早间来仰望你。
Lord, we turn our eyes upon you.
我们转眼仰望你。
Lord, we need your speaking this morning.
主，我们求你早间对我们讲话。
Especially in this dark age.
特别是在这黑暗的时代。
We need your word to shine on us.
我们求你的光照亮我们，
that we may know how to walk,
叫我们知道如何行走，
that our walk will be worthy calling,
好叫我们的行为走都与我们蒙召的恩相称。
Lord, speak to us, your servant listen.
主，求你说话，仆人谨听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Last time I shared with you concerning how to have a godly life and living.
上一次我与会众交通的主题是怎样过一个敬虔的生活。
For we are a group of people selected out from this world.
因为我们是一群被神拣选的，从这个世界分别出来的一群人。
Born again unto a living hope.
我们是重生的，我们有活泼的盼望。
And we have an inheritance in the heavens.
我们在天上有永久的基业。
Therefore we need to have a godly living.
因此我们一定要有敬虔的生活。
And at least I'll share with you about six items concerning how to have a godly living.
我与会众一同交通了关于怎样过敬虔生活的六点。
Firstly, we need to have a godly influence.
首先第一点，我们一定要有敬虔的影响力。
This godly influence which we need to have by abstaining ourselves from fleshly lust.
敬虔的影响力是指的是我们要去肉体的破坏。
How can people see that we belong to God?
人们怎么才能知道我们是属神的呢？
While people in this world go after the lust of their flesh.
因为在这世界上的人都随从自己的肉体。
We are a group of people who pursue life and righteousness.
我们是一群来追求公义和正直的人。
And this caused us to have an influence towards the people in this world.
这就对我们在这个世界上的人有一个影响。
Secondly, we need to have a godly behavior.
第二点，我们一定要有敬虔的行为。
Matthew chapter 5 said we need to be the salt of the earth and we need to be the light of the world.
马太福音第五章讲到，我们要在这个世界上做盐做光。
As salt, we give flavor to this tasteless generation.
我们作为盐，要在这个世界上给味道。
As a light of the world, we show them where, how should we walk.
作为世界的光，我们要向这个世界证明我们应该怎么样行走。
Number three, we need to have a godly response.
第二点，第三点，一定要有敬虔的
啊。Or a godly attitude.
或者敬虔的态度。
You know, towards this authority.
对于我们的执政掌权的。
We need to have a subjective spirit.
我们一定要有顺服的灵。
You know, people in this world today, they are in rebellion.
这个世界上的人都充满了悖逆。
They are against God's authority and all those who are. They are against God's authority and those who are in authority.
他们不仅来敌对神所的权柄，而且敌对神所设立的权柄。
But as children of God,
但是作为神的子民，
we are in subjection to every authority assigned by God to us.
凡是神所设立的权柄，我们都要顺服。
Number four, we had a godly relationship.
第四点，我们要有敬虔的人际关系。
And this starts with the relationship between husband and wife.
这个首先要提到的就是夫妻之间的婚姻，
which is the very basic foundation of the family and of the city today.
现在在这个世界最基本的关系就是家庭婚姻的关系。
As wife is subject to their husband.
作为妻子要顺服丈夫。
Husband should love and honor their wife.
丈夫要来爱妻子，并且尊重妻子。
The next we want to have a godly character.
下面一点我们讲的是，我们一定要有敬虔的性格品行。
Oh, firstly, we need to what? To have one spirit.
我们要在灵里面合一。
As people today, they are in division.
今天的人们都是纷争。
We as the people of God.
我们作为神的选民。
We put all our opinion aside.
我们把我们自己的 意见态度放在一边。
We are subject to God's authority.
我们要服从神的权利。
And we are subject one to another.
我们要彼此顺服。
Secondly, we need to be sympathetic.
第二点，我们要彼此同情。
We are willing to what? To suffer as people suffer.
如果当别人在困难当中的时候，我们要与他一同受苦。
Or we are willing to what to do anything that will lessen or lighten the burden that is upon them.
就愿意来让其他人的担子轻省。
We also need to have this brotherly love.
我们必须要有兄弟之间的爱。
Loving brothers as we love ourselves.
手足之情就好像我们爱自己一样。
Then we need to have this kindness.
让我们里面要有温柔。
Oh, kindness, forgiving one another as Christ, as God in Christ has forgiven us.
我们要彼此饶恕，就如基督，神在基督里饶恕我们，我们也彼此饶恕。
And lastly, we need to humble ourselves.
最后一点，我们要来谦卑。
We don't give credit to ourselves, we give credit to God and those who are around us.
我们不把所有的荣耀归为自己，我们把荣耀归给神，并且把所有的功德归给其他的人。
Lastly, we need to have a godly response.
最后一点，我们要有敬虔的回应。
Towards those people who do evil against us.
对于那些对我们对我们做一些坏事的人，我们也要有温柔的回应。
What kind of a response?
我们怎么样的应答呢？
We don't do evil to them.
我们不还恶。
For we know who is the one sitting on the throne.
因为我们知道是谁坐在宝座上。
He is the one taking care of us.
是他来看顾我们。
This is what it means to have a godly living.
这是我们所说的敬虔的生活。
But as Peter, the Apostle Peter, speak about this kind of living,
当彼得在讲到我们敬虔这种生活的时候，
He also warned us that there are a lot of risks.
他同时来警告我，我们会有许多的风险。
Because we know that the book of the epistle to First Peter is written to those who are undergoing persecution.
我们知道彼得前书所讲的这个书信里面是讲许多的信徒经受迫害。
And they are persecuted not because of their bad behavior.
他们受到迫害不是因为他们行为不典。
But because of their good works.
而是因为他们有善功。
For this group of people declare that there is a kingdom, there is a coming kingdom.
因为这一群向这个世界显明有一个将来要来的国。
Which is an eternal kingdom.
是一个永久的国。
Whose builder and founder is God.
这个国的建立者和成就是我们的神。
And they're expecting a soon and coming king.
他们正在等待他们将来的王。
Which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
就是我们的主救主耶稣基督。
So when the Romans heard this,
当罗马的人听到这些，
to them it's a big threat.
对他们来说是个极大的威胁。
If there, because to them there is only one kingdom, which is the Roman Empire.
对于他们只有一个国王国，就是罗马帝国。
And there is only one king, Caesar is their king.
只有一个君王，就是凯撒大帝。
So to if you, they heard that there is another kingdom.
如果他们听到还有另外一个王国。
And, or there is another king.
或者有另外一个君王。
To them it is rebellion.
对他们来说是大逆不道。
For this cause, Christians are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
所以因着义的缘故，基督徒受迫害。
Nevertheless, Peter tell them, encourage them to go on.
不仅如此，彼得还激励众圣徒继续向前行。
They shouldn't be discouraged.
不应该气馁。
For it says here in verse 13.
因为在这里十三章十三节说。
And who is he that will harm you if you followers of them which is good?
你们热心行善，有谁害你们呢？
That the translation of the followers, a better translation, be zealous.
在这里中英文说的是跟随者，但是更好的翻译就是热心。
You know, I like the Chinese translation.
我喜欢中文的译本。
It's being, there is something that burns within you.
就是在你里面有一个火在燃烧。
Or in other words, we should be excited.
换句话说，我们要充满了热忱。
Or we should be enthusiastic.
我们就要特别的热情。
We should be involved in, we should be committed to.
我们要投身于去致力于。
You know, our Lord Jesus gave us a very good example of what it meant to be excited for God's sake.
我们的主耶稣基督给我们最好的榜样就是怎么样为神的工热心。
You know, in Matthew chapter 21,
在马太福音二十一章，
we see the Lord Jesus enters into the temple.
我们知道我们的主耶稣进了圣殿。
And he saw there's a lot of people as, selling ox and sheep.
他看见许多的卖羊和卖牛的。
And there are tables of changers.
他还有许多换银钱的桌子。
When the Lord saw this, he was so angry.
当主耶稣看见这些，他都非常的 愤恨。
This is what we call the righteous anger of the Lord.
这就是我们说神在义里面的愤怒。
So he started to overturn the table of the money changers.
所以他就把换银钱的桌子都推翻。
Oh, he make a whip to drive away those who sell oxen and sheep.
所以他就驱赶赶走了那些卖牛和羊的。
And he declared, my father's house is a house of prayer.Yet ye make it as what? A den of thieves. Brothers and sisters, this is how the Lord talks about being zealous. He is zealous for God's name. He is zealous for God's house. Brothers and sisters, what is our response? Oh, we are living in a dark and crooked generation.So sad, a lot of Christians just choose to remain silent. They choose to be passive. They choose to what? To compromise with this evil and unrighteousness. Oh, they think that by compromising, by being silent, they can be accepted in this society. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, we are in. No one, I will tell you, no one will accept us. Because deep inside they knew who you are and where you belong. Today we need to be faithful servants of God.For being faithful to Him. Being zealous for His name and for His work and for us.
为他的神、他的事工和他的殿的缘故，心中焦急。
Oh, one time I was speaking to the high schoolers.
有一次我与高中生们有交通。
We talk about concerning this evil homosexuality.
我们在讲到这个悖逆的这个同性恋。
Then I asked them, how do you think?
然后我就问他们，你们怎么想？
All of them say it's wrong.
所有的人都说这是错的。
But all of them says I choose to be silent.
但是所有的人都说我选择缄默。
Because I don't want to get into trouble.
因为我不想要遇到麻烦。
Brothers and sisters, should this be our response?
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的回应吗？
I don't mean to say we need to rise up in rebellion.
我不是说我们要站起来来公开的敌对。
But when time comes,
但时机到的时候
，for us to stood for the truth.
当我们要为这真理来站立的时候
we need to stand for the truth.
我们要为真理站得住。
There is a song that goes this way.
有一个诗是这样说的。
God needs only a few good men.
神只需要几个位好人。
Who is willing to stand for the truth?
这些人他愿意为真理而站立。
Let me Ephesians chapter 5.
让我问你以弗所书第五章。
It says here, verse 11, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness,But rather reprove them.
以弗所书第五章说，那暗昧无义的事，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。
So we need to reprove them.
我们一定要责备他们。
We need to say it's wrong.
我们要告诉他们这是错的。
Today Christ died for us.
今天基督为我们死了。
Without any shame, He died for us, died for our sins on the cross.
他为我们。就这样白白的丧失了生命，在十字架上。
He is not ashamed to die for us.
他不为自己死在十字架上而觉得羞耻。
Should we be ashamed of him?
难道我们要为了他而觉得羞耻吗？
Today we need to stand for the truth.
今天我们要为真理而站立。
A lot of times when because of our silence,
有许多的时候我们保持缄默。
We send a wrong impression.
我们去给别人这样一个。
People think that we are silent, then we approve of what they're doing.
当来保持沉默的时候，他们认为我称许，我们赞同他们所做。
Today, to stand out.
今天我们要站立得住。
We need to declare.
我们要站起来宣告。
Declare that this is wrong, and we are standing for God's righteousness.
告诉这一切是错的，我们站在神的义里面。
Not because of what I feel.
不是我感觉怎么样。
Not because of our tradition.
不是我们的背景怎么样。
Because it is what God's word says so.
而是神的话是这样讲的。
You know, brothers and sisters are living.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的生活
is not defined by tradition.
不是靠着这个传统习俗来定义的。
It is not defined by fashion or trends.
也不是这个世界上的潮流来定义的。
Today we are godly living.
今天我们是过的敬虔的生活。
It's defined by the word of God.
是按照神的教导来生
活的。When God said this is the right thing to do, then we need to do it.
当神说这是对的，我们就要去。
我们去做。
就要去做。
This is what we need today.
这就是我们需要做的。
But in the midst of such kind of a proclamation.
在这个宣告当中
in the midst of such godly living,
在这种敬虔的生活当中
there is always a fear that we will be harmed.
这里我们的里面这一个惧怕就是害我们被受害
But in verse 13 it says, Who is he that will harm you?
这个在第十三节说有谁害你们呢
Brother says, No one will harm us.
弟兄姊妹们没有人能够害及我们
But the Bible tells us, if God is with us, who can be against us?
因为圣经上说，如果神与我们同在，谁能伤害我们呢
？You know, in Psalms 34 verse 7 it says.
在诗篇第三十四篇里面讲到。
It says 34 verse 7.
诗篇第三十四篇第七节讲到。
It says, and the angel of the Lord encamp around them that fear him and deliver them.
耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营搭救他们。
Do you believe that, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，你们相信吗
？Oh, the angel of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him and deliver them.
耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营搭救他们。
This is not a superstitious belief.
这不是一些迷信。
This is the truth. This is a fact.
这是真理，这是真实的。
Well, one of our very popular and beloved stories in 2 Kings chapter 6.
在列王记有一个非常受欢迎的一个爱的故事。
Chapter 6 verse 16 to 17.
在列王记下第六章第十六节。
This story concerning Elisha and his servant.
这个故事讲的是以利沙和他的仆人。
You know, at that time, the king of Israel and the king of Syria are at war.
那时候亚兰王叙利亚王和以色列王之间有征战
But the thing is every plan that the king of Syria had planned is known to the king of Israel
但是因为那时候叙利亚王所有的预谋都被以色列王所识破
So at first the king of Syria thought that there might be a spy among them that would tell the king of Israel what he's planning to do
所以叙利亚王就认为在他们中间一定有间谍告诉以色列王他们要实行的计划。
After making such an investigation,
当他们进行了一些调查之后
then he found out there is no spy among them.
他们知道在他们中间没有奸细。
Then one of the servants told the king of Syria,
一个仆人就给叙利亚王
he said, it is Elijah who told the king of Israel whatever you said in your chamber.
是这个神人以利沙在你寝宫中所说的一切话，他都转告。
So at that time, the king of Syria, you know, make a decision.
那时候，这个叙利亚王就做了个决定。
To capture Elisha.
去抓住以利沙。
So he sent a whole host of Syrian army to Dothan.
他派了一批的军马到达他以利沙所在的地方。
So that morning, when the
多坦
when Elisha's servant wake up.
当早晨，以利沙的仆人清早起来的时候
，and he saw this whole army was surrounding the city.
他看见这一大群的军兵围在这个城市的周围。
Then he told his mother, "What shall we do?"
他告诉他的，他就问他的主人，我们应该做什么
？What shall we do?
我们该做什么呢
？Let me read to you, okay?
让我来为你们读。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
And when the son of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host.Completely bought with horses and chariots. His servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do?
列王记下第六章十五节，神人的仆人清早起来出去，看见车马军兵围困了城。仆人对神人说，哀哉我主啊，我们怎样行才好呢？
And Elisha said, and he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they be with them.
神人说不要惧怕与我们的同在的比与他们同在的更多
the servant was so surprised we are only two how can you say those are with us are more than those are with them
仆人就在说我们怎么会胜过他们我们怎么会多过他们我们只有两个人可是他们有全堆的军兵
and verse 17 says and Elijah prayed and said Lord I pray thee open his eyes that he may seeAnd the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round Elisha.
以利沙祷告说，耶和华啊，求你开这少年人的眼目，神看见。耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you this one important fact.
弟兄姊妹们，我要告诉你一个非常重要的事实。
No one can touch us.
没有人能够
触摸我们。 No one can harm us.
没有人能够伤害我们。
For God had produced a host of angels protecting us.
因为神已经把一群的军队放在我们周围来保护我们。
So when we stand for the truth,
当我们为真理征战的时候
Let me tell you, no one can harm us.
我告诉你没有人能够伤害我们
And if there is a harm,
如果万一伤害
It is God who approve it.
是神所允许的
If we look at the book of Job,
如果你看一下约伯记
Job chapter 1
约伯记第一章
Okay, Job chapter 1
约伯记第一章
It says here in verse 10
在这里第十节
Has not thou made a, This is what Satan is accusing God.
这是撒旦在神面前来指责约伯
He said, you, Job is a servant because you protected him.
我之所以他是一个忠心的管家是因为你一直在保护他
Let me tell you, even the enemy knows that.
甚至敌仇敌也知道这一点
God put a demarcation line between the enemy and us.
神做了一个特别清晰的界限在、神在仇敌和我们之间
Verse 10 says Has now thou made a hedge about him About his house About all that he had on every side
你岂不是四围圈上篱笆维护他和他的家并他一切所有的吗
So and because of this Satan said You know Job is very faithful to you Because you put a hedge
所以因着这个原因撒旦就说约伯为什么这样对你忠心？是因为你的保护。
Then the Lord said, "Okay, verse 12." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Behold, all that he hath is in thy power; only upon himself put not forth thy hand."
所以第十二节，耶和华对撒旦说：“凡有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害于他。”
In other words, you can harm all that he had.
换一句话说，他所有的你都可以去。
But harm Job.
但是你不能伤害他。
In other words, God put a clear line.
换句话说，神放了一个非常清晰的界限。
Even though Satan is powerful,
虽然撒旦是非常有能力的
yet they cannot touch us without God's approval.
但是没有神的允许，他们是没有办法摸到我们的。
And in chapter 2, verse 6,
在第二章第六节
yes, Job was so faithful.
是的、约伯是如此的忠实。
After everything was taken away from him, he remained faithful.
当他所有的都从他那里被剥夺的时候，他还是对神忠心。
And so Satan again accused Job.
所以撒旦就又来、指责。
And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life.
所以耶和华就说他在你的手中，但是要存留他的性命。
He said, Do anything, even his body.
他是意思就是说你可以做你想要的，甚至对他的身体伤害。
We know what happened to Job.
我们知道、约伯的身上发生了什么样的事。
He had boils.From his head down to his feet.
从他的头到脚都生了疮。
Yet Satan cannot take away.
但是撒旦不能拿取他的生命。
Because why? Say so.
因为为什么呢？因为神这样讲的。
So thank God.
感谢主。
When we stand for His testimony.
如果我们为他的见证站立的时候。
No one can harm us.
没有人能够伤害我们。
Unless God approve it.
除非神允许。
And if our life is taken away.
即使我们的生命被取走了
If God approved that our life be taken away,
如果在神的允许之下我们的生命被取走
we rejoice.
我们还是欢乐
This is what Paul said.
这是保罗说的
Absent in the body, presence with the Lord.
因为我们在上面就与神同在
You know, in the book of Psalms,
在, Psalm, 在诗篇
Psalm 23,
第二十三篇
He said, Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of deathI am not frightened, for thou art with me.
虽然我走过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Yes, indeed, when death comes upon us.
是的，当死亡来逼攻我们的时候。
We smile at death.
我们对着死亡微笑。
You know, to the worldly people, death is something to be feared of.
对于这世上的人，实在是可以惧怕的。
But to us, death is a stepping stone in.
但是对于我们来说，死亡像通向荣耀的阶梯。
One time, there is an old sister who is about to die.
有一个老姊妹，她要。过世
and everybody was crying.
每个人都在哭泣
And this old sister said, "Weep as you need to weep."
这个老姊妹就对周围的人说，你可以哭泣
But to me, I'm tickled to death.
但是对于我来说，我不惧怕死亡
I'm tickled to death.
我笑死。
哦，我对着死亡咯咯笑。
Yeah, we're smiling.
我们在微笑。
Because we know where we are going.
因为我们知道我们去到哪里。
We will be in the presence of the King.
我们会在我们的王面前。
So as a testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以作为耶稣基督的见证
人。We rejoice.
我们是心里充满了欢乐。
Because no harm will harm us.
因为没有这一切的破坏会临到我们。
Rather, every time when there is harm.
当有迫害的时候
Every time there is trials,
当有逼迫的时候
we asked,
我们是有福的
Now, how come we are blessed?
我们有福呢
Well, I'll give you at least a sign to be blessed.
我告诉你六个原因我们为什么是有福的
When trials come, we are blessed because we learn every spiritual lesson that we ought to learn.
当逼迫来临的时候我们就可以来学习我们所要学习所有神要我们学习的属灵的功课
A lot of times when we hear a message,
许多的时候我们听到信息
we felt that we got it.
我们觉得我们听懂了
But when real situation come,
当真正的事情发生的时候
we are put into a kind of test whether we got it or not.
我们就好像来面临一个试验我们是不是真的有
for
真的明白
example, For example, Ephesians 4 verse 32 says,
就比如说以弗所书第四章
32节
讲的
It says, forgiving one another,
彼此饶恕
as God in Christ has forgiven you.
神在基督耶稣里已经饶恕了我们。
We felt like yes, we need to forgive one another.
那我们就知道，是的，我们知道我们要彼此饶恕。
And we felt like as Christian, we are forgiving person.
我们觉得作为基督徒，我们很容易。
A lot of times I was put in this kind of situation.
有许多时候自己要面临这样的情况。
After I giving message concerning forgiveness,
当我刚讲完关于彼此饶恕的信息
the next day there is a supervisor who is so unlawful. I mean, so very unrighteous.
第二天就会有我的老板，他就会这样的不正义、不义对我。
Then I feel so angry.
我就心里充满了恼怒。
Then God said, "Isn't it you just talk about forgiving people?"
那神就对我说：“你不是刚说了要饶恕人吗
？”Have you forgiven him?
你饶恕他吗
？Then I feel like, oh, I was exposed again.
我就觉得我真的又被暴露出来了。
Today we thank God for all the trials.
今天我们感谢所有的这样的试炼。
All these trials just expose us where we are.
这样的试炼让我们知道，去来让我们暴露自己。
Secondly,
第二点
，through trials the Lord bring us back.
真正的试探的时候，试炼的时候，神会让我们回来。
A lot of times we are so lost, yet we don't know about it.
有许多的时候，我们真的是迷失了，但是我们都不知道。
You know, last time I was sharing with the saints in Etsy.
在上一次我在与西南区的姊妹分享的时候
，concerning Psalms 20。
再讲到诗篇二十三篇
He said, He restoreth my soul.
就他为灵魂苏醒。
He said, His rod and his staff, it comforts me.
他的杖和他的竿引导我。
Well, what is the purpose of the rod?
那这个杖的是竿是用途是什么呢
？On the one hand, it's a kind of defense against predators.
一方面它是对于那些侵袭者的一个保护。
You know, a rod is just a piece of stick this big.
这个杆呢，这个它只是像一个木棍一样。
Then on the end of this stick is like a knob.
但是杆的头上面有一个小的钩。
Yeah, no, a knob.
一个结。
And this knob in it there is a lot of metal.
在这个结里面有许多的金属。
So in it it's become heavy.
这个就非常的重。
Yeah, the shepherd always used this as a kind of what? A kind of a weapon to fight against those wolves.
这个牧羊人就用这个杆呢，作为一个武器来回应所有的狼和攻击。
But another reason he used the of the rod is to what discipline the sheep.
另一个用途呢，就是他来管教这些羊。
You know, some sheep are really stubborn.
有些羊呢，非常的悖逆。
You know, when he is stubborn, the shepherd leads him in this way, he just go the opposite.
他是这样的悖逆，当牧羊人要领他走这条路的时候，他偏要走另外一条路。
Are we just like that?
我们不是这样吗
？So the shepherd needs to use this rod to break the what the leg of the sheep.
这个牧羊人就要用这个杆来打断这个羊的腿。
After he break that leg, then he put the leg back together.
当他把他的腿打断之后，他再把它结合。
And rub some anointing oil on the wound.
抹上一些油。
And put a splint around the leg of the sheep.
再包扎一下他的腿。
Knowing that he's still on the process of recovering.
知道他还在恢复的阶段。
Then he put that sheep on upon his shoulder.
他就把这个羊扛在他的肩上。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes trials are just like that.
弟兄姊妹们，我们受到的这些 迫害受到的这些历练，是不是有的时候也像这样？
A lot of times we are so off God's way.
我们又是离神的，是这样的缘。
God used His rod, you know, to discipline us, to bring us back to Him.
神用这样的方式来管教我们，让我们再回到他的羊圈。
Thank God for the rod.
感谢主为着他的竿。
Thank God for the trials.
我们为着主感谢我们遇到的一切的试炼。
Through that we come back to Him.
急着这些，我们来回到。神的面前。
The third reason, the trials is important.
第三点，为什么这样试炼是非常主要的。
Through trials, we learn to trust the Lord.
藉着试炼，我们就更加的来相信神。
A lot of times, this Bible verse is so familiar.
有的时候，我们就觉得这些经节是如此的熟悉。
Oh, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding.
用你的心全心来倚靠相信耶和华，不要相信自己的智慧。
But when real situation up comes,
当真的环境来临的时候，
What is your first response?
你的第一个反应是什么？
We try to dig out our past experience.
我们是把我们以前所有的经验都挖掘出来吗？
Or to look after our friends to help us.
还是我们寻找朋友可以帮助我们？
Until our back is wall, then we turn to the Lord.
一直到我们被逼到墙角了，
the Lord is
我们才可以转过来来仰望耶稣。他总是我们的一个选择。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes through trials,
弟兄姊妹们真正的试炼，
the Lord teach us.
神会教导我们。
If something happened, I should be the first and the only option.
就是如果有任何事情发生，我应该是第一个你选择的。
Number four.
第四点。
Through trials.
急着试炼。
We started to grow in life.
我们就在生命中成长。
I will tell you, no one.
我告诉你们，没有任何人。
Will grow up to maturity without trials.
不经过试炼是不能得到完全的生命。
You know, I was a very beloved son of my father.
我的父亲非常爱我。
You know, everything, you know, I just don't need to do anything.
我真的不需要做任何事情。
Every food, the food I eat, the clothes I wear, he just prepared it for me.
我吃的穿的他都供给我。
On the one hand, I preach about trusting the Lord.
另外一方面我来开始向大家传讲。
On the one hand, I talk about maturity in life, but I'm not matured really.
和生命的走，其实我自己也不成熟。
But you know, God wants me to be matured.
但是神让我先成熟。
So one day he took my father away.
所以他把我的父亲有一天取走了。
To me, it's something great.
对我来说
something, you know, important.
对我来说，这是一件非常大的事。
I really miss my father.
我实在是思念我的父
亲。But since I have no one to trust.
但是我没有任何人去
no one to depend upon.
相信去依靠。
But God used that.
所以神急着这件事。
To teach me how to depend on him.
来教导我如何的仰望神。
I'm still on the learning process.
我还在一个学习的阶段。
But praise the Lord.
但是感谢主。
God loves each and every one of us.
神爱我们每个人。
God wants us to be transformed into the image of his son.
神要我们被磨成基督的形象。
Yet without trials, we can never achieve that goal.
不及过试炼，我们是没办法达到这个目的。
We need the lesson of the cross.
我们真的需要十字架的功
课。We need the trials.
我们需要这些试炼。
To form us.
来让我们成型。
That we might be that person worthy of his calling.
我们可以成为与神的相配的一批人。
And another thing.
还有一件事。
Through trials.
真正的试炼。
We experience the presence of the Lord.
我们能够到神的同在。
No, when we don't have trials.
当我们没有试炼的时候。
Sometimes we forget God is with us.
我们就忘记神是与我们同在的。
To such an extent, we take the presence of God for granted.
到一个程度，我们想当然认为神总是与我们同在。
But that day when we are going through trials,
当那一天我们经过试炼的时候，
As King David said,
当像大卫王说，
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
我虽然走过死荫的幽谷，
I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me.
也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
King David knew,
大卫王知道，
King David know that the presence of the Lord is there.
大卫王知道神的同在就在那里。
Do we know the presence of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神的同在吗？
It is when we went through trials.
当我们经过试炼的时候，
We know that he is with us.
我们知道他与我们同在。
Thank God for the trials.
感谢主，我们为着这些感谢试探。
Last but not the least.
最后一点不是最不重要的。
Through trials.
急着试炼。
We are able to comfort other people.
我们可以去安慰其他的人。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4.Let me read to you. Wonderful verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4.
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
哥林多后书。
第一章第四节。
第一章第四节。
Let's begin with verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation,
that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God.
第一章, the first chapter?
2 Corinthians.
Oh, 2 Corinthians, sorry. 格林多后书第一章第四节, sorry. 第一章第四节, 我们在一切患难中, 他就安慰我们, 叫我们能用神所赐的安慰, 去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Yeah, how do you comfort people?
你怎样去安慰别人呢?
How is your comfort be effective?
你的安慰怎么样才有效率呢?
No, being comfort people is not say, I hope you feel good.
去安慰别人不是说我希望你感觉好一点。
It's okay.
或者说不会事的,
you know, the more you say that, the people will get angry.
你越这样说, 人们就会越会生气,
because they feel you don't know what I'm going through.
因为他会觉得你根本不知道我的情形。
But when you go through trials,
当你经过试炼的时候,
and through trials, you are comforted by God.
急着这些试炼, 你得到了神的安慰,
and you go to a sister or a brother who also went through the trials.
当你看到一个弟兄或者姊妹, 他也经历这样的试炼的时候,
and you tell the sister, you know what?
你告诉这个姊妹,
I know how you feel.
我知道你怎么样的感受,
because I went through that already.
因为我也经过一样的感受,
then brothers and sisters, that will be effective.
弟兄姊妹们, 这样的安慰才是有效的安慰。
Thank God for the trials.
感谢主我们为着这一切试炼,
it is through the trials,
感谢主,
God comforts us.
急着这些试炼, 神来安慰我们。
And through that trial, we can also comfort other people.
急着这些试炼, 我们可以去安慰别人。
Lastly,
最后一点,
through the trials we go through,
急着这些我们经过的试炼和难处,
we are expecting a reward in heaven.
我们在等待我们的天,
oh, brothers and sisters, we are not going through trials just for nothing.
我们这些试炼不是就是白白的受苦。
Brothers and sisters, Matthew chapter 5 verse says,
弟兄姊妹们, 马太福音第八章说过,
said, blessed are ye who are what? Persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
他说为义受逼迫的人有福了, 因为天国是他们的。
He said, for great is your reward in heaven.
因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
And I will even say to you,
我也要告诉你们,
we don't even wait for that day.
我们不用到那一天才,
today we gain the benefit.
今天我们就已经得到了益处。
Because through trials, we gain God himself.
因为急着试炼我们就得到了基督自己。
We can feel God is so real to me.
我们会觉得神是如此的真实。
Not no longer a doctrine.
不是再说是教条。
His presence is so real and to me.
他的同在是对我来说是如此的真实。
And surely that day when he comes back,
真的到那一天他回来的时候,
oh, what a day that will be.
哦，是什么样的一个日子?
We will have the crown of life.
我们会得到生命的冠冕。
Because through trials,
急着试炼,
we learn how to trust the Lord.
我们知道怎么样来信赖神。
And that crown we will put at Jesus.
那个我们得到生命的冠冕, 我们就放在基督的脚前。 这难道不美妙吗?
Aren't we blessed because of the trials?
难道我们不因着这些试炼而蒙福吗?
So what should our attitude be?
那我们的态度应该是什么?
It says in verse 14,
在第14节说到,
said, but if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye.
第14说, 你们就是为义受苦, 也是有福的。
So be not afraid or the terror, neither be troubled.
不要怕人的威吓, 也不要惊慌。
There should be a feeling of fearlessness.
而是我们里面应该是无畏的。
We should not be intimidated because of trials.
我们不应该惧怕而惊慌。
Why? For many reasons.
因为有许多的原因。
I don't know if I can finish, but we start at verse 12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous.
因为我不知道我能不能结束, 但是我要告诉你, 主的眼看顾义人。
He knows about it.
他知道这一切。
We know the story of Saul of Tarsus.
我们知道大树的扫罗的故事。
When he is persecuting the Christian,
当他在迫害徒的时候,
the Lord Jesus on the throne sees it.
坐上的基督看见了。
That's why he helped Paul. Saul of Tarsus, why are you persecuting me?
所以他对扫罗说, 大树的扫罗, 扫罗, 你为什么迫害我?
At that time, Saul was so astonished.
当时扫罗就非常的惊讶。
I was persecuting people.
我只是在迫害人。
How do you say I'm persecuting you?
你为什么说我迫害你呢?
Because why? If you persecute the Christian, you are persecuting the Lord himself.
为什么如果你迫害基督徒, 你就迫害基督?
That's why the world don't need to, cannot mess up with us.
所以这个世界上不能,
they mess with us, they mess up with the Lord that is on the throne.
如果他们对我们胡作非为, 他是对我们坐在宝座上的神胡作非为。
Secondly, he says his ears is open upon their prayers.
第二点, 主的耳听他们的祈祷。
The Lord answers each and every prayer of those who are persecuted.
神真的听那些受迫害之人的祷告。
Secondly, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil.
神的脸面是, 转脸不看那些做坏事的人。
We don't need to fight revenge against them.
我们不去一直的来要复仇。
Because vengeance is the Lord.
因为是复仇的伸冤的只有一位，就是神。
Vengeance is the Lord.
神是那种为我们复仇的人。
He will take care of us.
他会照顾我们。
But on our part, what should we do?
在我们方面应该做什么呢
？Verse 15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts."
第十五节说到要以基督为主。
You know, this is God's eternal purpose.
这是神永远的旨意。
What is to sanctify God in your hearts?
什么是把基督放在首位呢
？Is Christ should have what preeminence in our life?
就是基督要在我们的生活当中居首位。
He should be have the first place in all things.
他应该在凡事上居首位。
You know what is God's eternal purpose?
神永远的旨意是什么呢
？That will lead everything up to Him.
就是带所有的人与他同行。
But before everything is under Him.
把一切都归在他下面。
But before that thing happened,
当这一切完成的时候
he should have preeminence over his children.
他应该在他的儿女中做宝座。
Today, if something happened,
今天如果事情发生的
时候 and you need to make a decision,
你应该做一个决定。
Who do you turn to?
你是转向谁呢
Is it my will that should be done, or it is his will that should be done?
是我的意愿成就，还是神的意愿成就
The Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane,
当我们的主耶稣在科西马尼园的时
候 When he was praying, but he knew he needed to be crucified.
他知道他要上十字架。
He had another opinion.
他也有其他的主意。
He as a man, he said, "Let this cup, bitter cup, pass away from me."
作为肉身，他说这个苦杯不要临到我。
But not as I will, but as Thou wilt.
这是不是照我的意思，乃是照你的意思
？Yes, to our Lord Jesus.
是的，我们主耶稣。
In his mind and in his heart.
在他的心思意念里面
There is only thing that matters,
只有一件事最重要
It's the fulfillment of the will of the Father.
就是成就父神的心意
Today, how do we sanctify God in our hearts?
今天我们怎么样把神放在首位呢
Everything we do,
我们所做的一切
Every decision we make,
我们所做的决定
We should have the preeminence first place in all things.
我们应该把它放在最重要的首位
When you are going to college,
当你去大学的时候
What can I take?
你应该去哪一所大学呢
It's not what I want.
不是我要去哪个
God wants.
而是神要哪个
Those who are not yet married,
那个准备结婚的人
You are looking for a spouse,
你也在寻找配偶
Not that what I want,
不是我要什么
what is what God wants.
而是神要什么样的
This is to sanctify God in our hearts.
这是就是把神居在首位
Secondly, it says, Give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.
还有就是有人第二点就是有人问你的心中盼望的原因就要当作准备以温柔敬畏的心回答个人
In other words, we need to have a clear statement, a clear defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
换一句话说我们一定要有清晰的结论对于我们耶稣基督的福音我们要有清晰的论证
A lot of times when people ask us questions concerning the gospel,
有许多的时候当人们问我们关于福音的问题
we feel like just come to the meeting, then they will tell
us 我们就会觉得你就到聚会来他们会告诉你的
It seems like preaching the gospel is the job of the others and the job of the co-workers.
好像宣讲福音是这些教会里传讲人的和其他同工的责任。
Brothers and sisters, the defense of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，关于福音的传讲。
It's a job and responsibility, obligation in each and every children of God.
是我们全权的责任，我们自己的责任和我们的事工。
We should be like that blind man.
我们就像那个瞎眼的一样。
Even though he's not so clear with his for who healed him of his blindness.
就像他真的不知道确实是谁来医治了他的瞎眼。
So when people bombard him with question.
人们簇拥他问他好多问题的时候
He said, I don't know how to answer this question.
他说我不知道怎么样回答你的问题
But one thing I know.
但是我只知道一件事
I once was blind, but now I see.
我曾经是瞎眼的但是我现在能看见
Today can we say that?
今天我们能讲这一点吗
I once was a sinner.
我曾经是罪人
But by the grace of God, my sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ.
但是藉着神的恩典我的罪必宝血所洗净
Brothers and sisters, each and everyone should be an evangelist.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每个人做福音传讲人。
We should be with clear statement, a clear defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们要对于神的福音有清晰的明证。
Lastly,
对最后一点。
Verse 16 says, having a good conscience.
第十六节说有一个好的良心。
It means to say we should be ready not only in our words but also in our deeds.
就是说无愧的良心不只是我们在言语上，而且在我们的行为上都能表达出来。
Our good works.
我们的好行为。
Should be a backup of what we said.
能够来支撑我们所与我们托住我们的见证。
Because of our good works,
因着我们的好行为
，people around us would give glory to God.
是，我们周围的人就能够荣耀神。
And to them, through our good works.
今天藉着我们的好行为
，we proved them wrong and we gave them an opportunity to preach the gospel to them.
我们证明他们是错的，并且给我们一个机会向他们传讲福音。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们。
And all of this is all together because of the work of the cross.
这一切的终究的原因就是十字架的工作。
Because after verse 17, starting to verse 17 to 22,
到十七节到二十二节的时候
Peter started to talk about the cross of Christ.
就在讲十字架。
He died, bring us back.
他死了会挽回我们。
He died that our sins might be forgiven.
他死了好叫我们的罪能够被赦免。
He died that we might be brought unto God under one lordship.
他死了好叫我们能够重生能够在主权之下。
So what is the God's eternal purpose?
那我们这个原因我们这个目的是什么呢
Is it that we might be a group of good people?
是好叫我们做一群好人吗
More than that.
不只是这些。
God's eternal purpose.
神永远的旨意。
Is to head up everything in Christ.
是在基督里同归为一。
And it starts with us.
这个都是从我们开始。
And this is God's eternal purpose.
这就是神永远的旨意。
And what is the way to accomplish God's purpose?
神永远旨意成就的道路是什么呢
？Through the working of the cross.
就是十字架的工作。
Through the working of the cross.
及着十字架的工作。
Our old man is put to death.
我们所有的罪都被放在死地，旧人放在死地。
That the new man can start living.
我们的新人活出来。
That Christ might be glorified.
好叫基督的名得以彰显。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿恩待我们。
On the one hand, we see such a need to have a good, a godly living and godly life.
让我们一方面看见我们真的需要有一个敬虔的生活，敬
虔的
生命。另外一方面
，If we encounter persecution and trials,
如果我们遇到了迫害
，We should declare together with Peter.
我们就像彼得这里讲的，与他一起宣告。
Happy are we.
你们要真的是欢喜快乐。
For great is our reward in heaven.
因为我们在天上的赏赐是大的。
May the Lord continue to speak in our hearts.
愿神继续对我们的心中讲话。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主耶稣，早间我们谢谢你对我们的心里讲话。
Oh, we are a group of people with a glorious future.
我们是一群有荣耀前途的一群人。
Before that day comes.
当那一天来临的时候。
May we be worthy of your calling.
愿我们真是与我们文召的恩相称。
May we be those group of people who testify against for you.
让我们做你明光的见证人。
May we live according to your purpose.
让我们照着你的旨意活。
That when day comes, when that day comes back.
当那天来临的时候。
We will all rejoice.
我们都喜快乐。
For our reward is great in heaven.
因为我们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Lord, continue to operate in our hearts.
主啊，求你继续在我们心中做工。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.